Fort Leeton, on a bluff above the Rio Grande near the remote border town of Presidio, never was an official United States Army post, as its name might imply. Instead, it was a fortified ranch house and trading post built by the farmer and wagoneer Ben Leeton in 1848. Its crenellated adobe walls were 18 inches thick and rose as high as 15 feet. Leeton built the complex on an earlier structure, which in turn was constructed on the foundations of a late 18th century Spanish fort. Leeton died in 1851, but his property played a major role in the Anglo settlement of West Texas until the railroads came in 1881. It was on the Chihuahua Trail, which linked Ciudad Chihuahua, 120 miles west in northern Mexico, with the deepwater port of Indianola on Matagorda Bay. Enormous ox-drawn carts carried millions of pounds of Mexican silver eastward and millions of pounds of supplies from the East Coast and from Europe on the return trip. A replica cart is at Fort Leeton today. Its crude wooden wheels stand 7 feet tall. The Chihuahua Trail zigzagged between desert springs and river crossings before passing through the settled lands from San Antonio to the Gulf Coast. Behind Fort Leeton's walls, protected from the threat of Indian attacks, travelers rested and replenished provisions. The compound also sheltered Army patrols until 1854, when Fort Davis was built, 80 miles away. In 1927, Fort Leeton was abandoned after the death of its then owner, John B. Burgess. The state acquired the property in 1967 and opened it to visitors in 1978. The Fort Leeton State Historic Site includes a patio, living quarters, a chapel, kitchen, bakery, blacksmith shop, debtor's dungeon, and corrals. 25 rooms have been restored, with 80,000 adobe bricks, each weighing 50 pounds. In the cool, deep shadows of these massive walls, it's easy to imagine earlier times, when travelers found respite from the harsh climate and conditions that shaped West Texas history.